helicopter circles the mountains that surround the recently established military headquarters in Dagger in Bunir District, a sandbag structure where Pakistani troops launched fierce battles to flush out Taliban militants. Colonel Nasir Janjua is the acting commander of the military force in Bunir. He says when the operation began in late April, there were about 1,000 Taliban fighters in Bunir. He says about half were killed, and the district is now 99% secure. The colonel insists normalcy is returning to Bunir, but adds the district's infrastructure has been destroyed, preventing internally displaced people, IDPs, from coming home.
So far, there is a problem of electricity, and that is a major source of concern for IDPs. That's why they are not returning in great numbers. But I can tell you that civil administration, provincial government, they are working round the clock. And inshallah, in weeks' time, you will see electricity in whole district Bunir.
Officials say about half the population of Bunir, 700,000 people, fled the conflict. A journey through the district bears that out. Mosques stand empty on a Friday, the traditional day of prayer in Pakistan. Only a few trucks and cars travel the roads. Crops have not been harvested. And white flags dot buildings, signaling that no combatants are present. Despite repeated assurances from officials that the area is secure, the peace in Bunir feels fragile. Outside the military headquarters in Dagger, there is little presence of paramilitary troops or police. During the drive into Bunir, up a steep and rocky road of hairpin twists and turns, no vehicles were stopped and searched. But Colonel Janjua is adamant. He says Bunir is safe.
There are certain areas which have been handed over to the police. Now they are taking care of it. There are certain areas in which we are in the process of giving that area to the police so that they can function, their system can function.
Some of the most intense fighting in Bunir took place in Sultan Was, a strategic village where Taliban fighters repulsed a local civilian army, known as a Lashkar, and set up headquarters. Evidence of pitched battles include a large, burned-out army tank still sitting on the main road. Directly across from it is a large building that was reduced to rubble. The army finally called in airstrikes and prevailed over the Taliban. Resident Shabar Khan was trapped in Sultan Was as the fighting raged on. Khan says he feels safe now that the military is here. But, he says, when the Taliban first infiltrated Sultan Was, the Pakistani police did not do much to protect the population. He worries that if the police are not willing to assert their authority, the Taliban could return. The top civilian administrator of Bunir, Yahya Akhandzada, says officials are ready to assist people like Khan with plans to build temporary housing for those whose homes were destroyed. He says other necessary aid is on its way and that the population is ready to come back. However, he will not rule out the possibility of a future assault by the Taliban.
It is a fear that they will rise up again and they can create problem. So for that purpose, it is our suggestion that the military or the paramilitary forces should stay with us for some time and a background for a supportive role for certain checkposts that are very strategic.
The goal now is to hold Bunir. When asked where Taliban fighters who were not killed during the conflict fled to, the military appears unsure, saying only that many were wounded and others have melted away into the district's mountains. Catherine Maddox, VOA News, Bunir.